Now let's see, will this come out there?
Yeah, I think it will.
Well, I think maybe the best thing to do is just read this through. And then they can ask questions and we'll answer their questions. School District Number 7 was established in 1851 by the Reverend Horace Lyman. Mr. Lyman was a teacher at the Tualatin Academy in Forest Grove and serving as the school commissioner for Washington County. As soon as he was elected to the position, he began establishing school districts, and Hillsborough was number 7. His salary was $15 a month, and he traveled about the country on horseback in establishing these schools. See, they didn't have surveys then in those days, surveyors to survey lines. They'd say, from this river to that river, or beginning in a point in the mountains, or go by a woods or something like that, you know. To organize the district, after it was organized, the district had to elect 3 directors, one of whom served as clerk. R.W. Wilcox was the first clerk, and D.H. Belknap and G.H. Smith were the other directors. This was done in 1852. The next thing was to buy some land, build a schoolhouse, and hire a teacher. They paid $50 for 2 lots at the corner of what is now 3rd and Baseline Streets. There was so much timber all around, they built a log schoolhouse, but they did not hire a teacher until 1853. We do not know who the first teacher was, but a man by the name of Cushing Eales taught there for 4 years later on. Hillsborough was just a small place then, but children came from all directions to attend school. Some had to walk 2 or 3 miles. The school terms were short and held during good weather, so the children could walk to school. Later they held school during the winter, and we are told that Christmas and New Year's days were not holidays. One Christmas day, 8 children were absent, and 7 were tardy. This was Hillsborough's first school. As more and more people settled in Hillsborough and the surrounding land, they had to build a larger school building. This was a frame building and stood right in front of the log building. In time, this became too small to hold all of the children, so they built a 3-room building in front of the 1-room frame building. This gave them 4 rooms. They had a belfry, but had no bell. But the principal went to the door and rang a handbell to call the children in. Sometimes there wasn't enough money on hand to pay the teachers, and the parents had to pay a few dollars for each child attending school. This was called a subscription school. From 1862 to 1865, there was another school in Hillsborough, a private school, run by Mr. and Mrs. William Adams. They owned the land where the Bagley Park is now located. They built a house that had 1 room large enough for a schoolroom, so Mrs. Adams began teaching there. Besides teaching them from books, Mrs. Adams taught the girls how to sew and do other household tasks. While Mrs. Adams was teaching, Mr. Adams served as county school superintendent. They planted the large trees along the street. And as you go up to Peter Bosco, you see those great big trees there. The reason they did that, they wanted the shade to shade their building so it wouldn't be so warm there. Mrs. Adams died in 1867 and the school was closed. These children had to go back to the public school, and again they needed more room. The directors began looking around for a new location for a school. They decided on a 4-acre tract where the present David Hill School stands. They had to hire a young man to clear the land, as it was covered with brush and trees. The directors decided that they would build a building large enough to hold all of the children for years to come. The directors, T.H. Tongue, P.M. Jackson, T.D. Humphreys, were the first directors, and they decided that Hillsborough should have as nice a school building as any in the state. So they visited the schools in other cities to see what their buildings looked like. They came back and directed the building of an 8-room building with a basement. It was an imposing-looking building with wide stairways and halls, large classrooms with 2 belfries reaching up above the roof. Each room was heated by a stove, and they kept part of the wood in the basement. People were very proud of their school and had pictures of it put on china plates. This was Hillsborough's 4th public school and was built about 1689. This 8-room building was enlarged twice. First, they built 2 rooms on the south side, one upstairs and one downstairs. Later on, when they added high school studies, they built a 6-room building south of that. When there was no longer room for both race and high school classes, they built a high school building in the north part of town. This is now the B.W. Barnes building. This was about 1913. For a time, they had some lower grades here so the children wouldn't have to walk so far. This was the 5th building. About 1922, they built a 3-room building just south of the high school building, and the lower grades attended there. This was later named the Peter Bosco building. It was a 6th building. It was enlarged several times to make more classrooms. The buildings were known as the North Grade School and the South Grade School until 1930, when they were given the names the B.W. Barnes School, the Peter Bosco School, and the David Hill School. Mr. Barnes served as principal of the grades in high school, and Peter Bosco served as clerk of the Hillsborough Schools a number of years, longer than any other clerk had served. David Hill School was named for an early day settler, David Hill, the man for whom Hillsborough was named. Borough, B-O-R-O-U-G-H, means a small town, and at first they called it Hillsborough, which meant Hill's Town, and spelled it H-I-L-L-S-B-O-R-O-U-G-H, but later changed the spelling to H-I-L-L-S-B-O-R-O. It was in the David Hill School that the first publicly paid kindergarten was established. It was here that the hot lunch program started. One teacher made a big kettle of soup on an oil stove, and the children at first brought their cups from home and paid 2 cents a cup for the soup. The money was used to buy more soup bones, and parents sent in all sorts of vegetables to put in the soup. It proved to be so popular, the directors fitted up a room and made it into a cafeteria. It was also the David Hill School that the remedial work was started. Special education is called. By 1929, there were so many high school students they didn't have room for them in the B.W. Barnes building, so the high school building was now called a mid-high was built. As soon as the high school students transferred to the new high school, grades 6, 7, and 8 moved into the vacated high school building. That's the Barnes building now. The new David Hill building was started in 1947, and classes began there in 1948. The old building was taken down, and the gym and cafeteria took its place. This was Hillsborough's 8th building. It was quite modern for its time, and school boards came from all parts of Oregon and Washington to see it. The Brookwood building was ready to move into in January 1954. Teachers and pupils gave their Christmas program there just before moving into the building. The cafeteria was not opened until some time later, so teachers and pupils brought their lunches from home and ate from tables set up in the halls. This was the 9th building. The next building is the J.W. Plater Junior High, which was completed about 1960. It became a part of the high school system in 1962 and 63. This was the 10th building in the district. The Ruberry School was started in 1962 and dedicated November 21st, 1963. It was a modern building and provided for team teaching. It was the district's 11th building. The East Junior High building was built in 1962 and 3. It was later renamed the Raymond A. Brown Building. It was part of the Union High system. This made the district's 12th building. The Walter L. Henry Building was dedicated Thursday, September the 19th, 1968. It included all the latest devices for teaching. It provides a school building for the southeast part of the district. It was building number 13. The Union High building was ready for classes in 1969. It includes several outlying districts. It was the 14th building. The latest school building was located in the northwest part of the district. It was named the Vern McKinney School, after Vern McKinney, the editor of the Hillsborough Argus. It, too, is a strictly modern building. It is the district's 15th building. Now, as long as people are stepping in and around Hillsborough, the district will have to provide more school buildings. You boys and girls may help to decide this in the future. Some of you may be teachers, clerks, or directors. Now then, I think that's been kind of hard for you to make notes on that, but I think they can. Can you get there from that? Now, do you have some questions you want to ask? You will try to answer them. How's the school named after what? Oh, they came down to our house one evening and surprised us and said they were going to name the new school, the Mubury School, because we had taught there for many years. Mrs. Mubury had taught there, and Mrs. Mubury is the one that started the cafeteria by making the soup in the hallway on an oil stove.
The boiler.
And she started boiling and she started that. And the Mubury School was named for us, both of us, because we taught there so long.
It seems like I remember when I was in grade school that wasn't what
mine
still grand food and sandwich, wasn't that what we got?
Just about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. And that reminded us, and you got a soup, a bowl of soup, and you got a sandwich, and you got milk. And we give them kind of food, so you can say, yes. I think Mrs. Varner was the first cook, and they had it down in the basement of the David Hill School. Mm-hmm. And boy, it was and this was one of the cups. They had this kind of dishes that we use in great big thick heavy plates and great big. That cup weighs a pound and a quarter.
Now you know what the soup bowls look like. I only know what the soup bowls look like. The inside of a bowl that looks like. That's where I got that bowl. I bought them from the school district when they got rid of them a few years ago.
Oh.
I got a big old white red and white bowl.
Yeah.
That was a soup bowl.
And they were heavy too, weren't they?
Very heavy, yes.
And this thing, you can just lift that. Yeah. See how heavy it is.
And you know what caramel bowl is like. How
and just pass them around there. Do you want to lift it?
You haven't noticed caramel bowl yet.
Just hand it on to the next one.
Was that?
Oh, yes, indeed. I liked it. Yes, indeed. It was important. See, I taught for 44 years. And Mrs. Mubury taught for 44 years, too. So.
I was trying to let it get how long I had till I retired.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, the people were so proud of the Haven Hill School that they had the picture put on dishes. See, this is a little plate that has the picture of the old David Hill. They made the dishes like that and dishes like this, and it had the picture of David Hill on. Oh, yeah. Yes, that's the same thing. They had a big fence around it to keep the cows out because, see, everybody just let their cows run on the streets and the cows would get on the school grounds and they annoyed them. They were afraid to have them there for the little children to go out to play. So they put a big high fence around the school building. Yes, that's the same old building. You see the two towers up there, and then they had a flagpole. And on top of the flagpole was a big round ball. And that big round ball is now in a museum. Someplace in the museum, I don't know if it's where.
Do you remember that picture?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. That was Iowa Hill. Do any of you folks come from Iowa Hill? No, nobody from Iowa Hill. That Iowa Hill is 5 miles out south of town here. Well, I think the only person that's living in Hillsborough now is Mr. Knost, Arnold Knost, that lives there. Oh, I don't know. This lady, I was over in the store one day over here, and there's an elderly lady who came up to me and said, "Are you Mr. Newberry?" And I said, "Yes." And she said, "Well, I used to go to school to you about 60 years ago." And come find out, her name was Helen Getze then, and she now lives in Forest Hill. Now this is the, this. Now this is what a log school looks like. Out at Highway Hill, this was the school then. That's what a log school looks like.
You didn't have any playground,
Abe, did you? No, not a thing. Here was another one that was out in the mountains, above Buxton there someplace. Kind of licking and learning, it seemed to be. They didn't get very much money. They got, some got $20 a month, some $25 a month. This is a copy of the old deed where the David Hill School stands now. Yes, and it was all mud around here. Children had to walk through the mud. They didn't mind it though, I guess. Yes, ask any. Oh, you mean to begin with? Well, there were 41 children in the district between the ages of 4 and 21. And I imagine in that log school there might have been, oh, some days they didn't get there at all, maybe 12 or 15 children. There were 41 children in the district at that time. Oh, I surely did. Yes, it is. Now, when you get to be a teacher, you're going to enjoy it too. Yes, sir. There's nothing like helping somebody else along. This is an old picture of the teachers. I don't know when it was, but I think it was about 1894. You see, we had a good many teachers because there were, in those days, every district had a schoolhouse. And now we have the union schools, and what they're bringing in buses, you know, and we don't have schoolhouses all over the country like we did then. I thought? Oh, yes. We come back here from 16. Tell me that they were student here at 55. And now, do you know who your first teacher was?
Yeah.
This is yours. Here it's yours. You know, so many people don't remember who their first teacher was.
I remember who my first teacher was.
You didn't go to school in the States, darling? Where did you go to school? In New Mexico? Well, quite a bit. Yeah. Hmm? What were schools like? Oh, you mean the building? Oh, the buildings, some of them were log, and in these log buildings, they had, they didn't have desks like you have now. They'd take a log and split it, and then they'd put four legs on that, and put that around, and that was the desk. And it just sloped like that. They had no place to put books. In fact, the first children learned to read from the Bible, because most of the early settlers came here, they brought their family Bibles with them. And a few of them had school books. Oh, it was a long time before they got enough school books for children to have books to read. And blackboards. Now, the school that I went to was out here on Fern Hill, just about 3 miles out. And it was an old frame building. This is the way it looks at the end. That was taken a long time after. See the well out there? That well was 82 feet, and they had to pull the water up on a window. Didn't have running water.
I think about $25-$30
maybe. Because the people got it and cut down the trees and made the logs and put them together. And in very few things you see that they had to buy. And that they paid $50 for those lots that they bought there where they had that first log school. And later on, after the school burned one night, they sold it for $1,100. So you see, they made a lot of money. They made enough money on that to pay for where the David Hill School stands there. How many of you folks have visited the, all of the schools in Hillsboro?
I don't know if you've been to all of them. I don't think there's.
You know, that'd be a nice
trip.
Oh, that'd be a nice trip, especially when you're not too late. You know, you could travel around in one day, you could go all the schools and visit them and see what they're like. I think maybe when these folks are at the pencil start, maybe they're not the right name to get there.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
You got to know who came here.
Who came here? I was wondering about the last name.
Oh, I doubt it now because it's been years.
In the school, all the children around here store all the new transplants I think that a few of them come from here, but the majority of them, I think, have no been from all of the area.
How many teachers are there in the Hillsboro system now, do you know?
Oh, there's well over 100. Mm-hmm. I'd say there's, well, I can think of it, there's about
175. Well, now, when I began teaching there, that was 1928. This was our group of teachers.
That was it.
All in the Barnes School and the Peter Box School and the David Hill. It's just the three buildings.
Teachers had to do a lot more things in those days, didn't they?
Well, yes. You had to do janitor work and all that, you know. No, they didn't have anything like that. Mm-hmm. You were fortunate they had a ball and bat for the boys to play with.
Sometimes you had to bring them myself.
Oh, yes, we all did. Somebody would have a ball and somebody else had a bat and make up a game. No, it was quite a long time before they, not until they had a physical education, I don't know just what to know that much. But then they supplied us with balls and bats and basketballs and things. They didn't have any TV classes, so no, it was a long time before we had a TV class.
Did they have
art? Not for a long time. Now, the lady that began teaching the art lives in Alaska now. Her name is Moore. And she's coming to Portland before very long.
How old is she?
Oh, I don't know. She's about 70 years old, I guess.
She's younger, but she's the one anyway.
Yeah, but not all she got was paper cutting. You know, they give them the colored paper and they cut out and paste it on other papers. The first school in 1851. Well, it was organized in 1851. The school was built in 1852.
Where was it
doing? Right there on the corner of 3rd and Baseline. That was the log building. I think it was a service station. You spoke about Mr. Coombs. He lived up here for a bit.
He bought that lot, and he bought the one next to it,
and
he bought the two lots in the old school.
Oh, is
that so? Yeah, I knew so. It hadn't been used for many years. It was old building. It wasn't
bad. Well,
it's not real old, I wouldn't know, but they weren't using it
anymore. I wonder when he bought it. It must have been that little school back then, the three-room building.
Yeah, it was just a little four-room. It was a four-room building that had been a school in that community.
The first janitor, I don't know. The teacher was. Teachers had to do their own janitor work in those days. The rural buildings out in the country, they just had school in the summertime when they didn't need any heat. And they had a fireplace there so that they could have a little bit of heat from the fireplace. Oh, they had a few games that they played, like run, shoot, run, hide and seek, and the over, and they threw a ball over the schoolhouse, and the other could catch it and run around and chase them. Oh, really, with the children, they'll always find something to do, even so it's a 15 minutes. Not always. Sometimes it is. You see, some of these country schools have 40 and 50 children there. And I don't know, they put them three in a seat. And they would make it pretty bad, you know, to try to plan things for that many children.
How long were they leaving?
15 minutes. Are they all with this choir?
No.
I know what children are like. Yes, indeed. Oh, no, they're all in one room. There was an earlier room. She just taught the whole class right there. She taught everything. Class in the room. When they got to this building here, there were four. So there were four teachers. And maybe it would be like grade one and two in this room here, and then three and four in the next room. Five and six and seven and eight. Well, they did in the rural school. They all grade you in one room. And teacher taught everything.
From the
city, it is? Yes, I don't think. Did they have what? Social studies? Oh, they didn't call it social studies. No, that's a big name that came later on. We had history and reading and history and arithmetic and geography and spelling. Oh, there were Barnes readers, first, second, third, fourth, and fifth, Barnes readers. But you see, at first they didn't have very many books. Sometimes two or three people would study out of the same book. And most of the work was oral work. The teacher just told them what she wanted them to know. And then she'd ask them questions about what she told them. I'm going to give you this picture. You're going to have that to take with you. That shows the three schools. Mrs. Bride is the teacher. Mm-hmm. She died 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. And I think that was right in front of the old Aiken Hill along the... Yes, it's the old Aiken Hill school. I don't know any of these children because...
Doesn't have a grade.
November 1929, that was the year after I went there. Well, I think this is a boy now that lives in